the game, my friends. This is a sound that will pick you up and land you in a place of euphoria.
Across Australia.
I give to you
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.
Hello, Sunday, and hello, Tanya Hennessy.
Morning.
Hello, Dylan Alcott.
Hey, bro. Angus just asked me to stand up for this break, and I tried, and I literally almost fell in my wheelchair at 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
You are literally up and about.
Well, one of our producers, the incredible Ben Turner out there, has asked me to stand up because then I'm in camera shot.
Look, I'm doing it now.
Also, don't be lazy. Look, Dylan attempted to do the same.
I'm trying to do it now.
God, you got good arms.
How am I looking?
Looking terrible.
I'm looking pretty disabled up here.
Your arms are... Oh, no, I won't sexually harass you.
Good stuff. On the way, we're going to be talking about neighbourhood disputes.
Yeah, after somebody got their house cut in half.
Literally.
Literally.
With a saw.
With a saw.
I love the world. I want to talk about something a little bit more dark, something that happened at a funeral that I think everyone's going to go, I'm going to do that.
And why was I watching 9 minutes of Shawn Mendes being, and this is the YouTube page, cute and funny? I'll tell you next on Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I want to tell you about an incident I had on an airplane. Luckily, I didn't get carted off and wasn't put in federal handcuffs, but I did have to do some work on a plane. I was flying from Melbourne to Sydney during the week, and I was getting ready for the show that I hosted last night on this network. I host a show called The Trending 20.
Yes.
Yes.
And so with that, you know, I get all the list of music that we're playing, all the new music. You know, I try and find all the latest music news so I can kind of talk about that. It's a music-based show, obviously. And one of them is Shawn Mendes is in Australia at the moment. Hello, Shawn. If you're listening, I think he was in Adelaide last night.
How do you pronounce, how do you pronounce his name?
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. Our producer, Casey, how do you pronounce it?
Mendes.
Which is,
I mean,
it's tomato,
same.
Tomato. Give it a break, Dylan. Really hassled her in there.
Yeah. It's an S.
Mendes.
And so with Shawn being in the country, I did this little bit where I had a fake conversation with Shawn Mendes at the start of the show. Here it is. Hello, Shawn Mendes.
Hello.
Now, do you want us to play your song Senorita at number 20?
Yeah.
Now, it does feature your girlfriend Camila Cabello as well, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, how cute. Let's kick off the Trending 20 countdown with Mr. Shawn Mendes. Now, to make that tiny little moment work, I had to search all of these YouTube videos to find him simply saying the word yes.
Thought you were going to say Adelaide.
Right.
I was like, surely not.
No, I couldn't get that. I struggled to find yes that wasn't clean. They didn't have, like, background music. They didn't have a radio announcer talking over the top of him. And to find Shawn Mendes saying yes, I was sitting on the plane. Yeah. And do you know how you, like, you can touch, you're touching elbows with the person next to you, right?
It is tight back there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm watching 9 minutes, and this is the YouTube video, 9 minutes of Shawn Mendes laughing and being cute. Watching that video, justifying him say yes cold so I could then forward onto one of our producers and then he could
put
get
the
that
time
little
stamp.
Bit and I could do that little fun bit at the top of the show.
Love it.
So I watched 9 minutes of this and then we're taking off and taxiing off and then I put my phone on airplane mode. And the lady next to me, you know, in 26B gives me a little elbow and she goes, my daughter loves Shawn Mendes too.
Oh.
And I didn't want to explain what I was doing. I'm just like, good to be a fan.
Oh, man.
Most importantly, was he cute?
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything more adorable than Shawn Mendes. It's Weekend Breakfast.
It's Mendy.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, this sounds dark and sick, but there was a really good funeral in Ireland a couple of weeks ago. I think it was this week, and it just made it to YouTube super viral. You've probably seen it. Basically, what happened is a grandfather, he died after a three-year illness, and as they were burying him, as they were putting the earth over the coffin, this started playing.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Hello? Let me out! F***ing dying in here!
Very good.
That would have scared the... I would have been...
Absolutely.
If I was at the funeral, at first I wouldn't have laughed.
If only, like, one person know. Because his son's obviously your daughter.
His son did
it.
Yeah,
in
the coffin. Son, yeah.
But putting the speaker in the coffin and playing it on Bluetooth, I mean, genius.
Yeah.
But also, like... It's a lot of people commenting being like, this guy is awesome, like had such a great sense of humour and took it sort of to an environment that would traditionally be really sad. But, you know, funerals are always for the living. And those people living are like, yes, what a great memory. Like this guy was awesome and he was really funny and this was his sense of humour. And I thought, well, if I go, please play this. Hey, guys, Teabag. I really wanted to be called Teabag.
I'm really sorry that I'm not here, but also I just want to say, Aunt Justine, you were, like, definitely not invited. And also, because I'm dead, I can say this, your husband is, like, not for me. He's, like, literally why I'm dead. Nah, I do hate him, though, and most of the family does, too. Hey, it's really annoying you buried me in Portmans, and I specifically asked to be buried with Nutella, and I see no Nutella. Also, Mom, I owe you so much money. Can't pay it back now! This is pretty small in here. There wasn't a larger casket, or did Dad skimp on the casket so we could put all the money into the bar tab at the wake? Relatable. Also, Uncle Peter, I'm sorry I broke that expensive vase and lied about it. What can you do now? Okay, bye. See you all soon. One of you in particular I'll see really soon.
Oh. Do you really have an auntie that you don't like and you just named and shamed her on the radio?
Of course not. Let's edit that bit out.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, Angus, you're currently building a house.
I am.
Over in Adelaide, a couple of houses. Now, one thing I want to ask you, because I don't understand much about it. How does it work about deciding which bit of land you have and which part is someone else's?
Yeah.
There's a person called a surveyor, and that person looks at the township and what has been designed by the town planner, and then he will go and measure out with little peg posts where the edges and depth of your property is. So a lot of the time, genuinely a lot of the time, people will get a surveyor in and realise, well, hang on, the neighbour's actually taken a metre of my property.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to decide. And normally, obviously, everybody loves their neighbours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Dr. Carl is my neighbour,
I would be stoked, Susan. However,
I love Susan.
I found a very interesting story because I've always been interested in this about how you know, figure out these disputes, because it must be tough when people think that they own that land. There was a guy over in the United States who had a piece of land, right? And government had built like a bit of a building there before he got it. And he claimed that half of that land, which the building cut, was on his property.
Oh!
And he goes, the council's like, no way, we own that whole spot. And he's going, no. So he took him into council. Obviously, it's with council.
Yeah.
And they couldn't dispute it. They couldn't fix the dispute for over a year. So one day, he woke up and he's going, what's that sound out the back of my house?
Oh, my God, what happened?
And council got there with a huge circular saw and chopped it in half. Literally chopped it in half. And just go, all right, you can have your half, put a little fence to it, and they kept their half because they wanted to knock their half down. So they've knocked it down and cleared. Now he has just under half of a built house that is just smashed in half with a fence down the middle.
That's crazy.
But from a aesthetics point of view, great open living.
Huge.
Plenty of views.
What about the airflow in that bad boy?
Ventilation. Quite cold in winter, but nice and cool
it
in summer.
It looks lovely.
Yeah.
But I want to know on 131060, what is your neighbourhood dispute? What happened and how did you resolve it?
Well, just going off my property, I've had arguments with my neighbours.
Already?
Yeah, because I have I've got a second level and... Yep. They have argued that my window will look into their property. And so now there's an argument going back and forth of whether I need that window to be frosted.
Oh, frosted.
Are you serious?
It's looking into their, taking over their privacy. So they've taken that to council. That is currently something I'm dealing with at Christie's Beach in Adelaide.
Well,
I just wouldn't care.
But what if I nude up in my backyard and the people behind us have frosted?
Yeah, I would frost my glass if you were nude.
I think they frosted it when I actually went out there nude. It wasn't frosted.
I had a huge fight with my neighbours when I was young. I'll tell you after this. It's still ongoing from when I was six.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Looking for your neighbourhood disputes. They say love thy neighbour. That is one of the sayings, but a lot of people don't take it literally from the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, exactly right. After a guy over in Ohio had a bit of a property on his property, so a bit of a building, and they wanted to dispute it with the local council. However, the council said, stuff it, we're just going to chop it in half, and you now have half a building.
I just can't deal with, like, legally the issues. What if someone had been asleep or there was a baby
in there? Their property, it's still standing, and it looks pretty shit now.
Yeah, we'll put a photo up on the Weekend Breakfast.
It looks so
Instagram.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's so
it wasn't going to look better with half of it.
It's chopped. It's so bad.
When you see the photo, you won't believe what you're looking at, that a council did it. Like, you could believe a neighbour could do it, but not an actual legal council.
Yeah.
It's loose.
But they're loose in the States. When I was a kid, you know, we had an argument with our neighbours. They thought that I, when they were on holidays, went into their cubby house and stole a jelly bean. And they started World War III with my parents, being like, how dare you let your kid into our house and steal from her. They still, to this day, will not talk to my parents.
Did you steal it, the jelly bean?
You know what? I think what matters here is that we're doing a phone topic. Yeah. 131060. Absolutely. I'm a little piggy. Absolutely.
Dev, in Keysborough, Victoria, tell us about your dispute with your neighbour.
I had a neighbour named Margaret. That's, first of all, if your name's Margaret or Sharon or, you know, Karen, you're definitely a snitch.
Generic statements.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically what happened was she would just knock on the door and say, oh, yeah, your grass is a bit long or, you know, I think you guys should cut it. Just the noise complaints and just constantly just knocking at our door and just really just snitching to the council.
So annoying.
What you need is a good Datsun 120B on some bricks.
Yeah.
Put that out the front of your house.
I reckon. Or some bigger speakers. Make a move.
Yeah. Ebony in Canberra, we'll go to you. What is your neighbourhood dispute?
When I was living in England, naturally the houses are quite close together, and our neighbours from next door decided to start having a go at us over how early we were having showers because they could hear the waters going down the pipes. And I worked quite early, so the council came over while I was at work and basically had to have a little house meeting just to shut them up. They didn't really care, but...
Yeah, cool.
That's crazy.
Tell them to get stuffed.
Scott in Newcastle. Wrap this up for us, mate. We're doing neighbourhood disputes.
Yeah, well, I had a neighbour caught him in my backyard one night trying to poison me stuffy, so chased him up the laneway and caught him. Made the citizens arrest and brought him back home and contained him until the cops got there and they took him away.
We had a neighbour over the back of my fence in Adelaide who hated my dog.
Yeah.
And I was so scared that he was going to bait my dog.
That happens.
It does actually happen, mate. It does actually happen.
What happened to him long term, Scott? Like, is he.
Didn't really hear much about it, but I know he won't be coming anywhere near my house again.
Yeah, I was going to say, good skills tying him up as well, Scotty. I like it.
Yeah.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Let's talk money. In fact, let's talk big money. The Forbes annual rich list has been released this weekend, and there are some changes in the list. Now, it is the Forbes 400, so it's the 400 richest people in the world. There is a couple of interesting things about the 400 list. To get it to number 400, you have to have at least $2.1 billion. Just to be in the top 400.
Well, there's a list I'll never be on.
Dave Hughes must have been 401 just on his $2 billion. He's been here for a while.
There is an Australian on the list, though, which we will get to.
Oh, yeah.
So the people on the list all combined, the top 400, have a wealth of $2.96 trillion.
Don't tell me that. That's nah.
Remembering, I'm not talking about companies. I'm talking
individuals.
About individuals who may own companies, but, of course, they might own shares in their own company. For the second year in a row, the number one...
Gatesy.
No.
Tim Cook.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah, Amazon.
The guy who started Amazon and the CEO for the second year in a row. Interestingly, though, you might remember he got divorced and he gave a quarter of his Amazon shares to his wife, who now makes the Forbes 400 at number 15.
You're kidding! Based on that alone.
Her name is Mackenzie Bezos. She has $36.1 billion.
Wow.
That is insane!
But it doesn't really compare to his wealth.
What's his wealth? Yeah.
$169 billion.
Remembering, from Amazon.
Yeah, remembering it was over $200 billion last year.
Tough year.
Wow.
I thought I'd do a bit of a quiz with this. I thought we'd do it a different way. I'll try and get you to guess who is on the list.
Yes.
Number two, I think, is quite obvious. So I'm not even going to muck around with it.
Gatesy.
Bill Gates. Microsoft, $157 billion.
Oh, that's pretty close.
Do you guys know the name Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett. Well, I know that he eats every morning on the way to work.
He
eats a bacon egg McMuffin or a sausage McMuffin from McDonald's.
On if it's a good day in the markets or a bad day.
And that's what he determines what he gets.
He is a share investor.
Share investor, yeah.
Right.
So one of the world's best investors of all time from Berkshire Hathaway. He's got $120 billion.
How funny is that, though? Still, $2.50 keeps in his little coin purse in his car for breakfast.
Yeah, and he's going to give all his money when he passes away to charity.
That's how I know it. Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg at number four with Facebook.
I haven't heard of that.
$103 billion. But here we go. This is what I want you to guess. Let's talk about the Australian on the list.
Richard Branson.
He's not an Australian.
No, he's Australian.
He's from England.
Do you want to have a guess of who you think could be?
Richard Branson's definitely...
Famously British as well.
Virgin
okay,
Islands.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry that I half read the news while I'm eating.
Anthony Pratt.
No, from the Pratt family. It's
Ricardo.
Not Rupert Murdoch. No, it's not Daniel Ricciardo.
Gina Reinhart.
Gina Reinhart would have been a fantastic guest, but it's not her. This person is actually a sports star.
Oh, I know. Is it the shark, Greg Norman?
Great guess. It's not. Oh. But this person also has major sponsors that you would know, and you see them on billboards still to this day.
Oh, gosh. I don't know sport at all.
My description of this person, and I've met them a couple of times, is quite arrogant.
I know. Does he play wheelchair tennis?
Yeah. It's Dylan Allcott. Money, money, money. $179 billion.
You're a dickhead.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Have you guys ever paid for something and gone, oh, that is not worth it, and it's a service, so it's not like, you know, food that you can take
get
back.
A bad massage. Yeah, 100%.
And what did you do? Because I'm so confused.
I leave a Google review.
What kind of massage did you get?
Oh.
Swedish massage. Because I leave so happy after being relaxed.
Well, I am reading between the lines there, and well done,
no, I've
Dylan.
I've never had one of those.
Bullshit. Now, I, during the week, had a manicure done, and I've been doing a little web series where I've played an influencer, a beauty influencer, and she wore acrylic nails. And basically, because of the amount of running and jumping, and this character did a lot of her own stunts, ER welcome, I had to have them super glued to my nails, and they were super glued on every single day for 5 days. So there was like a big buildup of nail polish and super glue on my nails. So I was like, I'm going to go get a really good soak. I'm going to pay a bit of money to get this done. And I paid $100. Actually, it might have been a bit more for a manicure this week. And it's so bad.
So wait, it was 100 bones, but it wasn't any good. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's awful. Like, it's already chipped. It's a weird color. It's not shellac, so it's not going to last.
You chose the color, though.
Yes, well then, but I didn't think it would look this bad. And here's the deal. She did it, and this is where I went wrong, I think, with my eyes closed. I know that sounds weird, but it was like
you're
a relax.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they lay you down and they put – and then I woke up and went, okay, that looks different than the bottle. But I don't know what to do, and I don't know if I can complain because –
This is a world that
it's a service.
You know, you live in. And I do have to say, you know, for the most part it is gender-based with the kind of the manicures, the pedicures. And my girlfriend this week, we had our – ACRAs, which is the Australian Commercial Radio Awards, on last weekend. And my girlfriend, as soon as we landed in Brisbane, she goes, I've got to go straight to the hotel. My hair and makeup artist is waiting for me there.
Yep.
And I was like, how much does that cost? Like, just general curiosity. And she goes, do you want to have a guess? I was like, hundo, $100. And she goes, it was $250.
But that's labor.
That's cheap. That's cheap.
$250 is not cheap. It was an hour of painting her face and curling her hair.
That's labor
and
product.
That's their skill, though. It's labor, it's product, it's also them traveling to her. I've paid $450.
If it's not, hair, no, hang on.
For
it's
hair
not
and makeup.
Them traveling to you because when you go to any job,
no,
when you're a consultant or anything, you don't get paid for the taxi to get there to do the work. You
that's
just get
true.
Paid for the work.
Yeah, but if you are making them travel, wait. Anyway, look, so here's the deal. 13 10 60. I want to take some – I just couldn't be bothered. I want to take some calls on your beauty bills, girls particularly. But, you know, not – you know, unincluding men. What is the most money you've ever paid for a beauty service? Now, Angus is like, oh, wow, $250
crazy.
For a makeup.
Crazy.
He's also forgetting that she had a tan, might have got teeth whitening.
Oh.
She also got her nails done. She probably got a pedicure.
Tan.
She probably
she
waxed. You know, she probably got her hair done, color before she got there. So it probably cost her about $1,200. Easy. Plus her dress, plus her shoes, plus her jewelry, plus her Spanx, plus her specialized bra.
Oh, Jesus.
13 10 60, ladies.
I had a beer and I was ready 10 minutes after I finished my beer.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying. It's like an all-day ordeal
much,
for us.
How much was your haircut?
Free.
Because you put on Insta.
All right, 13 10 60, let's get the amounts that you've spent on beauty services. We'll take your calls next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We are prepared, Dylan and myself, to have our minds blown by the amount of money that women, mostly, are spending on beauty services.
Angus goes, oh, I can't believe my girlfriend paid $250 for makeup and hair for an
which
event.
Is
I was like,
wild.
Bro, that's cheap. I've paid.
Bro. Bro.
I've paid.
Bro.
Oh, God. I almost don't
want to say. This is a bro conversation.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, come and listen to the cost of Matty Purdy's.
I've paid up to $650 for makeup and hair alone.
What?
I've had multiple wigs. It's a lot of work and it's been character makeup.
Oh,
hang on.
Yeah.
I thought
so,
you
like,
went to
you
an awards and you're going, just going to go change a wig. Do you have like a different wigs?
Well, Jennifer Garner, an alias?
Yeah. People do that. The Real Housewives do that. But I would love to shock these boys with your beauty bills because they've got no idea.
Hey, I got my haircut. $59. That's expensive.
$59 is heaps.
Yeah, but it's awesome. I look great.
Do you know how much I paid like $700 for a haircut and colour the other day?
If you cut a long bob, it would be way cheaper and quicker.
Yeah, we'll shave your head next week.
We'll do it.
Can I tell you?
Skrillex, we'll do one side.
All I am is my hair. I'm my hair and a personality. Otherwise, I look like a double chin Humpty Dumpty. 13, 10, 16.
Oh, no.
What's the most amount of money you spent on a beauty service?
Eliza in Sydney, you're up first. What's the cost?
$350, and that's on the cheap side for braids.
Braids.
Why don't you go to Bali? Whoa.
Fly to Bali. That's flights and a car.
Go to Kudo. They're like $5.
You know what else is really expensive? Eyelash extensions, $350.
No, but they're not. No, they're not. No. Not every time you
go. You can buy them at Priceline for $10.
Exactly right. I could stick them on.
No. Okay. Go to another caller.
We're not the right people to debate. Sarah, in Kilmore, Victoria, what is the cost you've done for a beauty treatment?
$400.
Ooh.
What for?
Oh, it was for Oaks Day, so it was worth it.
Yeah. What did you get?
Oh, yeah.
What did you get for your $400?
Well, I got eyelashes, makeup, and my hair. So that's really quite good, really.
It is, isn't it? The boys don't get it. Yeah, it is. They don't get it.
Oh,
I know,
we don't
it's
get
so.
It. Okay.
You don't get it.
And you don't need to wear makeup because you're all beautiful. Don't.
You've said some shit on this show, but I will not hear that from you.
Olivia, on the Gold Coast, your makeup and beauty costs?
Oh, it was close to about $1,000.
Oh,
for.
It was graduation.
From high school?
So I went all out. No, university.
Yes, girl. What'd you get?
On the Gold Coast, right?
Had to go all out. I've got quite big hair too, so it took a bit of while, so add the time onto that.
Yep.
Makeup, did a bit of a facial as well, a bit of a nice peel.
But then you went out and you're on the Gold Coast and people have just got fake tan, fake boobs, eyelashes anyway.
It's not for them, it's for her.
It was for me. It was such a big moment.
Yeah, and you know what? Finishing uni is a big deal. So, like, get around yourself. You spend that money, girl.
It is a big deal.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. These boys just do not get it.
Thanks are you very glad, much for your call.
Are you glad you don't have long hair and have to get nails done?
Maybe.
To us?
Yeah. Mm.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get a mani-pedi after this. Can't even use my feet.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, it's university exam and high school exam time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You know what that means?
What's that?
Got to find out ways to cheat sometimes.
How are you going
to
cheat this year, guys?
How are you going to cheat? Now, Tanya's pulling a bit of a face because she reckons, we're talking about this before, you reckon you've never cheated. You don't cheat in tests. Sure.
No.
I never cheated at school.
You know why? Because I want to pass and be like, I did this with my own knowledge and I learnt it and I learnt this information and I
cheated
did
through
this.
My VCE and I did it through crafty ingenuity. I was one of the first years before they caught onto the water bottle thing. That's how I cheated on my school.
You always put the answer on
Yeah,
the
I changed
bottle.
The label of the water bottle
but
to like a cheat sheet.
Now it's got to be clear.
Now it's got to be clear, but I was before then. 2006, what a year to cheat.
Well, one thing not to do is what a Bangladeshi MP did this week. Now, she's studying a Bachelor of Commerce at university at the time, but she's also an MP, a very young MP. Congratulations to her. However, to pass her degree, she's not very good in the world of commerce. So what she was doing was getting... She paid 8 different lookalikes to go in and sit her exam for her.
What?
So, yeah. So you had every test was a different lookalike. So she had like tested them all in. They all came in. She picked the best ones. And during one of the exams, the authorities came in and grabbed her, the poor young girl doing the exam for her, and busted her. So she got kicked out of not only the university, but he's about to get kicked out of being an MP. Pretty naughty.
Oh, I'm just going to put this out there. The energy that it took to cast
Correct,
those people,
just
find
learn.
Those people. Learn it!
Well, she probably put it out in the classifieds. Hi, this is a photo of me. If you think like you look like me and are good at commerce, please call my mobile number. And the police are like, okay.
Correct. Or what you could do, what every good person should do when they cheat on tests, is just go in a wheelchair and put your notes under your chair and go in the disabled bathroom because no one can come in.
Very good. That's a great way to cheat.
Look at that.
Because no one's going to ask you to sit up or stand up,
well,
are they?
In high school,
amazing.
Me and my mate Scott were doing Japanese and we had to do the kanji test, which is all the symbols. Couldn't remember, so we just put them like in between our groin. You could just look down, and Scott got busted. And she goes, "Scott, stand up." And then she goes, "Dylan, stand." And I couldn't, and then I got away with it.
Oh my god! So the best way to cheat is to
be disabled. I'm telling everyone.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now I'm going to give you guys, Dylan and Tanya, a perspective on a date that I went on with my girlfriend on Wednesday night. That is a date, 100%. It is a date, but she's claiming not a date.
I'm already on her side.
Interesting argument, this one. You go, we did that last week. No, that's not special. That doesn't count.
Now, this was special. This was pre-planned. It was at a beautiful restaurant, started on the rooftop with drinks. Like, and I was like, and I also said to her in the text, I'm like, I'd love to take you out on Wednesday. My mum's been sick lately, and she's been incredible looking after me, Emily, my girlfriend. So I took her out on a date, keyword date. So it started off at a beautiful rooftop where there was champagne. Not sparkling. Champagne.
Do you know that means it's actually from the town of Champagne?
Yeah, it's right. It was official Ooh. French.
So baller.
Two glasses of champagne. You're right, Emily. Then I took her downstairs where we started off with a roasted cauliflower and marinated chicken for an entree.
What?
Jeez, cauliflower's really come into its own, hasn't it?
So delicious.
Is KFC doing cauliflower now?
No, it was not. It was a beautiful restaurant. Gorgeous restaurant that anyone would be lucky to go to. Then we had a gorgeous penne pasta with like, some beautiful meat to it, like a ragu sort of thing.
Oh, and penne's the best way to eat.
And guess what? There was a sommelier there who's a wine expert, and they paired our dinner with wine.
Ooh. Oh, this is a date.
Oh, this is a date.
Wait, Coolabah Fruity Lexia.
No, no, no. This is like, it was a Yarra Valley Pinot and it was a Barossa Shiraz. Gorgeous wines.
What was the dessert?
We both decided to pass. Oh. We're not sweet tooths.
Oh, well, finish the story here. Boring.
No, 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 no. And then we went upstairs. She had herself an Aperol Spritz. I had a Negroni. Tell me how great of a boyfriend I am and what a date that was.
Mm.
Why does she think it's not?
Yeah, it's what does she say?
It didn't cost me anything. I took her to an event.
Nah, not a date.
So it was a wine launch.
Oh, no, Angus, you took her to a sponsored event?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
It counts.
That's not a date.
We still had champagne on the roof.
No, no, no. You can justify it any which way.
No, no, no. If anything, she should be thanking me more for saving money.
Wait. When you were eating the hors d'oeuvres and that, right, you made the meals.
You say canapes, I say entrees.
Was there other people around with you? Was there a group date?
There were some other people there. But we were so in love, we just stuck in our own world. No one else mattered. The world was turning, but we didn't realise we were in our own date.
Angus,
yes,
you absolutely did not go on a date.
Hey, Emily, I hope he takes you on a date this week, all right? You deserve that.
Casey, our producer.
You are such a cheapskate. You take a real date.
Because I didn't spend money.
You are a cheapskate, though, guys.
Because I'm fiscal. Well, there you go. Now I have to do another date night because we both said, depending on what you guys said as a team, it would depend on if I had to take her out on another date. And I was quite certain that I wouldn't have to, so... Middle fingers to you all.
Yeah, we're not on your side, mate.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Anything that you want to see visually, because we're an audio medium, is on our Instagram and Facebook. Search for Hit Weekend Breakfast.
Oi, it's Halloween this week, and I'm so excited. Thursday. I've been to dusk. I've got the Halloween candles ready to go. I've got pumpkins ready. I've done pumpkin carving during the week.
You've done pumpkin carving?
I always do pumpkin carving. I do it every single year. I love Halloween. I watch Hocus Pocus every year. I watch Practical Magic every year. I watch Witches every year.
So you have the time to do that. Yet let me look at Tanya Hennessy's latest Instagram post where she says...
I'm dying.
I'm so exhausted. I'm emotional and rational. I'm so busy. Carving pumpkins?
That is self-care.
You were late to our meeting yesterday. Were you carving pumpkins yesterday morning? You were late. You were making pumpkins.
You know what? I think what matters is that we're all having a good time. Now, here's the thing. I know, Angus, you're not the biggest Halloween fan. So I'm going to try for you and everyone listening who is not a Halloween fan, I'm going to try and seduce you to get around it. Okay?
Do you know what? If someone knocks on my door, I ask them for a trick. That's how much I hate Halloween. And they're like, give me some chocolate. I'm like, start juggling, kid.
Oh, my God. No, a trick is more like... They're going to egg your house.
Or you egg them.
It's my mom's house anyway.
trick-or-treated up until when I was like 21. Now, here's the deal. Tell me whether or not, with these points, you would actually get around Halloween. Kids love it. It's fun to see kids have a nice time. Mm. Is that selling you
at all?
I think
as a parent, I'll enjoy the process. Okay. At the moment, it just cost me chocolate and lollies.
It's a great opportunity to have a party and be social.
Mm.
Halloween?
Okay. I mean, but I don't like dress-up parties either.
I was a skeptic and then I lived in America and the parties are fun.
This will get you, Angus, because I know you're cheap. Mm. You don't need money. This is a holiday that does not require gifts. You can give them fun-sized Mars bars you've had in the freezer for 7 years.
Yeah.
Halloween movies are friggin' great.
Freddy and Jason.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Scream.
I like Christmas movies better.
What about Mean Girls, Adam Family Values?
Why Mean Girls a Halloween film?
Because I'm a mouse, duh. Yeah. They're going to a Halloween party.
I did not pay that much attention. Hang on. My apologies.
That's a Halloween movie. There's one scene.
Okay. What about this? You can dress your dog up and not be weird about it because it's Halloween and they look so cute dressed up.
I don't like that. Someone did a post this week saying, Happy Howl-O-Ween with a photo of their dog. Hated it. Didn't
okay, what about this? It's a good opportunity to have an excuse to wear lingerie outside.
Well, this is the thing. There's two types of Halloween, isn't there? And you know what? Sometimes I'm a Grinch. Sometimes I put too much of a down on it. And you're right, there are great things to love about Halloween. And I've been such a pessimist, but that glass is now half full.
And also, when you, as a male, you can just dress up as your favourite childhood legendary character.
As far as I'm concerned with Halloween.
I went as Mario Kart with a Nintendo Wii controller as a steering wheel, dressed up like Mario, and had bananas hanging off the back of my chair. People kept slipping on them.
That's really clever.
Thank you very much.
One year I wore a Netflix t-shirt with a bag of ice and went as Netflix and chill.
That's great.
Cheap.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of here. Show.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a great Halloween on Thursday.
All right, happy Halloween, everyone. It's weekend breakfast.
Commit at least, Angus.
I couldn't even sound it dizzy.
I could ask it.
Across Australia, weekend breakfast. Turn the radio on. With Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.